come out from among them today. Stand before your great pillars, this great living doorway of grace, that all are free to enter into, that all have access into this grace wherein we stand. We all step in today upon the carpet of red. We are justified today. We are abundantly pardoned today. We see the glorious throne room of grace. I see the moon arch ceilings with the murals of grace. I see the pillars. I know that I am inside. I see your great golden throne and the golden glory all around it. We come to thee, Lord. We come all. Today we all surrender to you. Now, if you have any person weighing on your heart, especially persons, if you have any issues with aught, unforgiveness, resentments, you need to surrender and ask him to separate that person. We'll bury the effects of what you're feeling, but you got to release them to the Father. Release them to the Lord. Present them by name and present them if it's weighing on you. Mostly just people issues at this moment. We surrender. We ask you to separate the person from the feelings. We release them to you. We forgive. We let go. We release the ought. We let go of the resentment, the hurts. We let go of, we release the person to you. Yep, there it goes. I felt that. Yep. I said there was a lady in here. I saw you just released. There was a situation with your husband and you released just now. I felt your release. That's good. Yep. That's good. We release, Father. We release. We release, Lord. We come down now into the waters of baptism. Just like Ezekiel, we walk out past the ankles, past the knee, past the loins, past the heart. We go down into the waters that have gone over our head this day, into the depths of this Jordan, the very place and spirit, Lord, you died. The place of baptism, we died with you. Today we just open up this chest today, March 10th. We put off the old man today. We present him to you. We present the feelings, atmospheres. We present our old man, appetites, heaviness. We present the walls that we feel, Lord, when we try to pray with you. We present these walls of separation to you. By the winnowing fork, that you separate the darkness. You separate the old man. Legally, this old man has died. Legally, we present him up to be buried with you in baptism. And the law of sin and death that we were born with, that legally has been severed, we present now for the severance of all things related to birth. the severance of the law of sin and death, the severance of generational iniquities passing down from fathers, from family, the severance of the cords of time and the laws of physics. Your body was not subject to the laws of the physics of this earth. It had been separated. We sever the cords today. We sever the cords of aging. We sever the cords of time and past seasons where we were locked. Past seasons of struggle. We sever the cords of wilderness reproaches. We sever the cords of the hard bondage of Egypt. We sever the cords of trespass. Seasons of trespass. We present these cords to you for separation, Lord, as you separate the chaff from the wheat. You're isolating the wheat now from the chaff, separating. Like a big coat, we take off these things and lay them deep into this Jordan. We recognize this old man is buried with you in baptism. We recognize this old man is planted together in the likeness of your death. This old man is crucified. This old man, you said, take him off, put him off. An action that you have asked of us. In union with you, we put him off. Like an overcoat, some of you just need to step out from it. Some of you just need to step out from that atmosphere. We loose that for the power of the keys of the kingdom. We loose those cords. If you feel a knot within you, that is symbolic of a cord. If you're feeling a knot right now, I want you to, by faith, loose that knot. Sever the cords of that knot. You don't have to know what it is, but just there's three people in here. You're feeling knots within you. That is God signifying that there are things that are knotted up that need to be loosed today. Lord, grant us wisdom in the loosing of these knots that are within our soul. The loosing of the knotted areas, the knotted seasons that cause the knotting of the soul. We loose the cords of those seasons. We loose. Oh, there goes somebody right there. We loose. Oh, there goes Fusharini, man. We loose that cord now. We loose the knots. For some of you feeling heavy, you take off like a coat that heaviness. I use that chest as a point of contact. I lay it down in there. I lay those knots with the power of the keys of the kingdom. We loose these things from us. You have no place in us. We command all fallen trees to be plucked by the roots. Our heart is no more for the fallen trees. Our heart is only to bear the tree of life. We command all fallen trees of the past to be plucked from the roots. A mountain to be made low and be thou removed. You have no place in us. We give them up to you, Lord, by the winnowing fork. There's a man in here right now. You're being shown something right now. You haven't seen it before. You just started seeing it for the first time. When the Lord shows it to you, start the process of surrender. It's going to take you about 2 weeks to surrender all of that. But start doing that on a daily basis. There will come a time that he'll tell you to speak to the whole thing. And he'll uproot the whole thing. There's a season that you had. And as you speak in surrender, it'll lose its power. Every day it's surrendered, it'll lose its power. And then it'll be plucked up from the roots. In about 2 weeks' time, you're going to receive a tremendous, tremendous breakthrough. Once the Lord shows you these things, he's telling you you're ready to take these things on. You're ready for this level and type of transformation. Lord, we speak now. And another thing the Lord's telling me to say while you're in here is break agreement. When he opens these realms of the heart, you'll feel certain things. You'll feel, but they're not feelings that are coming from him. They're repressed, suppressed. compacted. And when he opens that realm, it's all there. And you'll feel that break agreement with what you feel, especially towards people. Because any of those thoughts are not being motivated by him. You break agreement with what's coming out. You break agreement and you offer it up. As it keeps coming up from the heart, keep breaking agreement and offering it up. Surrendering it, offering it, burying it, burying it. Breaking agreement, burying. Break agreement and bury. Break agreement and bury. It's a process. So be patient. Those things were put in whole seasons of our life, got compacted up in there, and it takes time. It won't all happen in one day. But when he starts opening it, which he will, and he is, it's his signification. You're ready to move that mountain out of your life. Father, I speak to the tree you're addressing, and I command it now to be plucked up at its roots, to roots to wither and die from this day forward. On behalf of this person, I break agreement with the thoughts and the systems of thoughts that are coming out and the emotions. I break all agreement. Do you desire the truth in the inward parts? The truth is going to enter into these arenas now. As you're separating the falsehoods. You're separating the fallen tree of the soul. Whew. Now we could stay in here a little bit longer, but I need to move on. So we shot this chest today. And we drive the sword of your word into it. To say you have made an utter end of the affliction. It will not rise a second time. Today we decree this buried. And as we come out from this Jordan, this chest will be washed on down into the Dead Sea. As the Jordan flows into the Dead Sea. We come out today from these waters into the waterfalls of grace proceeded from your throne, the liquid white glory that pours over our head, that pours over our countenance, that pours through our mind, pouring down our back, pouring down. If you're feeling something going down your back right now, if you're feeling it flowing, that's because God's cleansing things that have happened to you in past seasons. He's washing away darts and things, and he's healing the back, because a lot of times the enemy comes from behind. A lot of times he does his work behind the scene, and he blindsides you, kind of thing. Lord, we thank you for the glory flowing, washing the body with the pure waters of grace. Oh, washing us today, cleansing us today. You wash us. We come to your throne. All things are naked and open. We come girded with a linen cloth, unveiled. With an open face, we ask to clothe us now, Lord, as we step in to all of your manifold graces for our life. We step into the glorious robe of righteousness, the standing that we have with you and the Father, of right standing, where no guilt, shame, or condemnation can remain. We step into the glorious standing of righteousness, the free gift. You clothe us in it. You wash us. You robe us up into your glory. In you we live and move and have our being. Flood our heart with righteousness. Flood our hearts, for we are holy and without blame before you in love. Sometimes when you're doing this, you may not feel it. Just keep doing it. All of it will show up. Holy and without blame. You present us faultless, Lord. Unblameable, unreprovable, as we wear and put on Christ. We put on Christ. We put on righteousness. We put on the shield. You are exceeding great and precious shield. The glory that goeth in front and the glory of the rear guard. Oh, how I love the rear guard. Oh, you shieldeth us today. A shield in front and a shield behind. A shield of grace and a shield of glory. A shield of light. You are exceeding great shield. You giveth grace and glory today. And no good thing will you withhold from us today. As you bestow the manifold grace upon us today. We present the eye of our heart now. For union. For fellowship. For promise. For the beholding of glory. Circumcise the eye of our heart now from all ponderous eye of distractions and harassments. We present our eye consecrated and ask, Father, to flood the eye of the heart with light. For the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that we may see through the eyes of awareness, that you flood us with the light of the kingdom. Flood the eye of our heart with light. You are the God of light. God is light. Send light from Zion. Send revelation. Flood our eye with light. Father, you are glorious. Grant us today, according to the riches and glory, to be strengthened, overshadowed, and endued with all creative dunamis power. Administrated by your Holy Spirit into our inner man, you flood, we present, like present your heart like a water pot. Fill us up. Fill the water pot with the living waters of dunamis virtue. Fill us with a dunamis, Father. We cannot do these things on our own strength. Flood us with a dunamis. Flood us with light. Flood us with the abundance of grace today. As we move into the lily's grace and we move into the tree of life today, grant us this one thing, heavenly focus. Grant us the grace of focus. Focused eye, the single eye. It's the key, Father. The single eye is the key to all things. It's a master key. For the appropriation of all these arenas, we must have the single eye, Father. Oh, how you could flood it with yourself. Whew. I thank you. We come to this beautiful garden, Lord. The garden of the lily. The garden of grace. The garden of light. You can feel the rest of this garden. Jesus, you are the lily of the valley. We come to behold you in the beauty of your rest, the beauty of your grace, the beauty of your stillness as you begin to harmonize the mind and the heart, removing agitation, removing the mind's restlessness from the heart. It's here that our works and our restlessness is surrendered, that we may do greater works. Works that are not born from our restlessness, Lord. We surrender the restlessness. We surrender disharmony with you. We surrender distraction. We surrender into the garden. I want you to look upon the lily now as it slowly turns. Let your eye be now interweaved and be interwoven into him. Your heart being interwoven. Your spirit and your body being interwoven into the stillness, into the grace, into the quietness, to the tenderness, to the gentleness, to the peace that passeth all understanding. Be still, O flesh. For the Lord is now in his temple. You roll us up like a blanket. Just lay down for a moment in the spirit. Just let go of all your responsibilities. Let go of all your cares. Let go of all your ambitions. Let go of all your desires. He has to bring all the desire of your heart into harmony with him. As we lay down, you roll us up into a deep blanket of rest today. Like a cocoon, you'll feel yourself coming into a cocoon of this rest. As your rest is being administrated, Lord, it's lifting anxieties of the heart, the mind, anxieties of the world, fear, worry, care, all the burden being lifted off from us today. Who? Somebody, you just had a huge weight lift off of you. Whew, I felt that come off of you. I've been there 100 times. I know how awesome that is. 1,000 times, really. Lord, we look upon you, the Father's expressed image of rest. We receive the effervescent robe made of the lily. We receive the grace. Wisdom giveth unto our head an ornament of grace. We receive, oh, the way you looked at me this morning, the crown of thorns, almost like you were smiling. The joy that was set before you, that those sufferings were being drowned out by the joy of us being able to receive so freely from you, from the Father, that we can wear your mind, we can wear your rest. We can wear your love, Father. Oh, you're great. The way is made. The preciousness of that Son, Father. How awesome he is. The price he paid for us to be with you, Father. But not just be with you. The glory of it is we're in you. Not even the angels can do that. That we can step into your massive expanse of heart, Father. Your glorious heart. That everything in you lives with eternal life. Everything in you, Father, is full of love, life, light, glory, full. We're all being invited into your massive, expansive heart to share your dream with us, to be clothed in your dream for us, to be clothed in the living life of it. Open their eyes to see it, Father. Grant them the grace of the single eye that can get them there. Get us all here, Father. Today is for the tree of life. But it is such an honor to be inside of you. For your thoughts towards us is as numerous as the sand of the seashore. Your thoughts for our health, our wholeness, you don't even see plague, Father. It's not even part of you. There is no plague in heaven, that's why. You're about to rewrite the script in the whole earth. The kingdom will manifest its glories. But today, we come to the great tree of life, this great garden, the expression of your life, Father. As you have life and in yourself, you've given the Son to have life. And we can come partake today of the fruits of this tree. But in particular, we can partake of the leaves, the medicine of the nations. It is a necessity now, Lord, that this immunity be built all around us, be built in our bodies, in our home, our children, this church, this house, that an immunity will forge and form over our household. I love to partake of the light and the life, the glory and the grace, the strength, the might, the freedom, the liberty, the joy and the pleasure, the wisdom and discernment. But today, we're here to receive the medicine of the nations. On behalf of my body, and on behalf of my soul, and on behalf of my wife, and on behalf of my children, and on behalf of my household, on the behalf of this church, I come to receive the medicine. Floweth this great tree. Today I see these leaves, though green, they appear white as they are full of the glory. The glory that's all around. I step in to this glory now and I receive these leaves upon my forehead now. As that medicine now flows from the top of my head, flowing down into the mind, flowing into the countenance, flowing down into the central nervous system, flowing down the spinal column, into the back, the disc, the ligaments, straightening those things that have been bent over. Straightening the disc, the ligaments, straightening now with the power and the glory of these leaves. You straighten those things that are crooked, removing all pain. Oh, there's people's backs being healed right now. I feel that unlocking right now. Oh, disc now coming to alignment, vertebrae coming into alignment, spinal column divinely adjusting. As the leaves of the tree moving down through the spinal column, as the glory, the healing glory, becomes the rear guard against all infirmity, flowing into the sinus cavities now, cleansing, creating an immunity to all allergies, flowing into the respiratory system now, creating immunity to all. Flowing into the heart, into the marrow now, into the marrow of the bones. The medicine of the nation flowing as the blood is being created from the marrow. It's full of the medicine. The leaves of the tree flooding into the heart, the medicine. Sitting in the heart now is the distribution of life in the blood, being infused into the blood. We speak now, O heart, distribute. The distribution of life into the cellular level of our bodies now. As we're receiving the healing virtue that floweth out from you, you sent your word to heal us. You have borne all of our sicknesses. You have carried all of our pains. And today we receive That glory flowing into the body now, flowing through into the cellular level of our body. Every dead cell, we command it to come to life now. And that which cannot come to life be flushed from the body. As the body now, the organs, the tissue, the heart, the respiratory system, the digestive system, all now being baptized into this medicine, flowing in to the chemical makeup of our body, causing all the chemical flowing into the blood, bringing our blood, flowing, bringing our blood now, our blood pressure levels into normality, cleansing the arteries, cleansing, healing and wholeness, the leaves of the tree, the medicine of the nation. Plant thy tree within us, Lord. As these leaves are distributing life, healing, and wholeness, we receive the dunamis and we release into our body now. We release it and we say, be made whole. All pain be loosed. All infirmity be loosed. All virus be loosed. Fever be loosed. And Lord, I'm asking to grant us the capacity to receive an abundance. Abundance of the healing virtue to break forth over our bodies, to break into an atmospheric perimeter around us, around our children now. I loose this healing virtue into my household. I loose it over my children. They are divinely covered because of where we walk with you. I release it into the household and I say, no sickness, infirmity, plague, disease, virus, or allergy comes nigh the dwelling of anything in my household. My pets, nothing. We live in the divine health. And the divine life, divine virtue, the life of the tree flooding us now. The light of the tree flooding us now. We release it into this house here. Release it all over this church. I release the faith for the appropriation. As we build the immunity, Father, we are the sons of light, the sons of glory. I loose this healing virtue all over this house. I loose it into the atmosphere of everywhere we walk. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. No plague cometh nigh our dwelling. I am plague repellent in Christ. That which we carry is a plague repellent. A virus dies in the presence of the life that we carry. All allergies wither away. All infirmity be loosed. As you turn this body back now, hidden with glory, you turn this body back to the time of life. I command all aging processes be severed now from the body. The cord of aging is no more. We receive the dew of youth from these leaves. Father, thank you for clothing us now in the dew of youth on the wings of an eagle. Mount up now. Somebody, there's an eagle right there in front of you. Just mount up now. When you see an eagle, that's God's signification. You can come out from where you are and ascend up into the high places. It's a free gift to take a ride. If you see an eagle, you're supposed to take a ride. I release your healing wave all over this house, Father. All in the sound of my voice out from your name, Lord, and the power of this. You loose that in the atmosphere. You can feel it in the atmosphere now. As you flood the atmosphere of our homes, flood the atmosphere of our life with healing virtue, with the dew of youth. We mount up on the wings of an eagle to the place where you renew our youth. I receive the renewing of youth, the dew of youth. I receive the dew of the morning. Of a new day. My body was dead, but now it liveth again. I present it for the service of your kingdom, Lord. I present it as a temple of the Holy Spirit. I present it to you. Glorify God in your spirit and your body, which belong to God. I present it to you for glorification. I present it to you for quickening. I present it to you to be quickened. Quicken. Quicken it. Quicken it with life. Quicken the cells. Quicken the heart. Quicken. Quicken it. Quicken the immune system. Quicken with life. Quicken it. Out from our belly. That which we receive from on high, we loose it into the atmosphere. Now, what the Lord has just taught me in the last couple of days, I remember him saying this in the beginning of the right hand of God. He said, I want you to come out after you receive, and I want you to set your feet on the ground, even though your feet are on the ground, but I want you to come out from the heavenly place, and I want you, your faith, to stand in the earthly jurisdiction. I know y'all are all receiving, and I'll show you something to do. That's very powerful. If you're really in there, you'll have to force yourself out. And I don't normally ask you to do that, but I'm asking you to do that now because I want to show you how something works. You're going to carry something out from that realm, and you're going to carry it right into this realm. I want you to be very aware that you're in the earthly realm now. Touch something with your hand. Just be aware because somebody got to pull yourself out. Just be aware that you're in the natural jurisdiction now. Now, some of you have something in your belly right now. You're feeling a deposit from your belly. That is stuff that you received from on high. I want you to release that. I want you to release it into your body here where it's needed. I want to release it into your family, your homes. I want you to release it in front of you, all around you. If you know somebody has infirmity, send that to them right now. I want you to release it and decree the release of what you received. If you're feeling that living atmosphere inside of you, some of you have got a real transference there. This will happen for healing. It happens with the Father's plan too. Father, today we take this power that you have given us from on high as our spirit is a container of it. We loose this into our body right now. We loose it into the mind. We loose it into the cellular level of our body. We loose it up on any infirmity. We command everything in our back. Someone's back is being straightened right now. I command that back to be loosed right now. I command that back to straighten. I command that pain, that disc now, to be overridden with the glory of God. All pain now be loose. Be loosed into the respiratory system. Oh, Father, all of this, let it be released now into the immune system to build a divine immunity to all infirmity and all virus. We release it now. We send it into our household now. When you get home, loose it. Speak to it. No plague, no infirmity comes nigh the dwelling. I set a perimeter circle around my household that no plague, disease, virus, infirmity, sickness, disease, allergy comes nigh the dwelling of my household. No destruction cometh nigh the dwelling of anything that belongs in that perimeter. Now my children, my things, my pets, not anything. That we live today in the manner you've given us today. We live today in the life you've given us, in the healing virtue you've given us. Today I am in Christ, part of your solution to the world, Father. Today I am an asset in the kingdom of God in Christ. Everything that's in me, in my spirit, is Christ. And I offer it to you for kingdom purpose, Father. I offer it to you, Lord, to do your will today. I offer it to you to give it to whomsoever you will. I am a partaker and a distributor of what you have given me. I've been freed from the curse. Utterly freed from the world system. My body belongs to the kingdom now. My body can move in the dimensions of your glory. My body can move into future positions with you. My body is freed from the laws of physics that govern this earth. Now unto you, Father, that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask, think, or imagine, according to the dunamis that we have received, the healing virtue. That's only one aspect of the kingdom, but we're full of it right now. Thy will be done, Father. This is the immunity. And we have been so blessed to receive it of you, Lord. To receive it out from the riches of your glory, Lord. To receive this covering, Father, that I'm not afraid. That there's no news that's going to penetrate that covering. There's no fear that's going to penetrate that covering. Oh, that Father, would people would listen right now and live in this. No evil will come nigh their dwelling. This is your immunity. You're our fortress and our shield now. You're a strong tower about us. Your strength surrounds us now. Your wall of protection is with us. You're the glory that goes before us. You're now our rear guard. No dart is going to come at my back today. No sword is going to be shoved in my back today. No spear is going to be thrown at me today. It will bounce off. You're the glory of my rear guard now, Father. You're my protector. You're our protector. Amen. What's coming from the Father, my friends? When we go into his heart, he's so full. You're going to bring his kingdom down into the earth. It will multiply in front of man. He'll rewrite the script that we all see right now. It's all going to get rewritten. Every one of your lives, the whole book will be written right in front of you. Your atmosphere will be rewritten. Your future is rewritten. Your works will be out from that place. Your blessing will come out from him so powerful. It will override the curse of poverty. It's all in your name, Lord. There's so much. I never dreamed it was so much. I want you to put your hand over your heart. Say, Father, in Christ, I am a carrier of the heavenly things, of the riches and glory. I both receive, transmit, and release into the earth. Holy Spirit, we give you these things for manifestation, for it is your glory to take the heavenly things and bring life into the earth. Manifestation. Glory to God. Amen.